Tonight is the last satsang that we are going to give for the Feast of Tabernacles. We are here to present the mission to humanity and hopefully bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. All the prophecies are fulfilled. The seven seals are opened. The book sealed with the seven seals is revealed. We can see the signs these days that probably the tribulation has started. We can see that, hopefully, humanity will eventually come to see that they have no choice but come together and become unified. One world, one humanity, under one God. Please listen to the mission. Go to our website, study our scripture, test the spirit, and then come here and let us discuss. If you have any questions or anything that you want to know about the mission, you are welcome to come and do that. We will be more than glad to answer your questions, but please keep your dogmas out of this room because we already know about all of those dogmas out there. Tonight, as I was saying, is the last night of the satsang for the Feast of Tabernacles. Usually on this night, we take it easy and have fun. We have a talent show and someone sings, recites a poem, plays music, or whatever talent they have. But this year, unexpectedly, we become so involved with Pal Talk, without even really planning on it, that everyone was busy reading Tho, talking about the mission to people, learning Pal Talk, and all that, so apparently no one had the time to get ready for the talent show tonight. A few talents were there, but the decision was that it is a good idea not to have that tonight. So we will go ahead and talk about the mission. In this time, if you have any questions, raise your hand and let me know that you want to talk and continue in this room. In general, you can see that a war in Asia has started today. I do not know if you have heard or not that the U.S. bombed Afghanistan. That is one thing. It sounds like, again, we can see that humans are trying to attack each other. And another war, although everyone says it is not a religious war, but it is going to end up as a religious war. The allies and the people who claim to be allies, their hearts are not with each other, and neither are the hearts of those who join the West with the West. Neither is the heart of the West with those who aligned with them. So we will see that even worse things are going to come out of this than before. It is unfortunate that we have the answer. We can help them out, but the human ego is still very involved in human affairs, and we will see that great tribulation has started. Of course, we are on neither side. We are on the side of God, and we are working to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. Although we see the unfortunate situation that the human is in, at this time we can do nothing because, as I have said many times, if you do not want to listen to what we have here, I can do nothing about it. I am just a messenger. I have a message for you. If you take it, listen, and say, yes, that message makes sense. I want to be a part of it. Then your heart is open, and I can fill your empty cup. But if your cup is already flowing with your dogmas, your narrowness of mind, or anything that does not see the universe as your home, then it is very hard to bring anything to that filled cup. Can you put more liquid into a filled cup? No, the cup is already filled. You cannot do anything. You have to empty your cup and then say, okay, now fill me up. Then I say, sure, I can fill you up. I can give you the satsang. I can give you unity of religions and humanity. And we can all realize that we are one humanity under one God, and we can create one peaceful earth. So we can see that with this, although everyone says, oh no, we are right, or they are wrong, it does not matter anymore. We are not attacking anyone. We are just responding to the attack. Or they say, no, we have been depressed. Or, it does not matter. It is too late for finger-pointing and blaming. The most important thing is that, again, the human ego is involved in the process. And wherever the human ego is involved, what happens? Suffering will follow on every side. so, it is unfortunate to see. Also, we can see it so clearly, but we cannot help them. As in another sat song, someone asked me, what is your opinion about the Middle East? I said, well, if Sharon and Arafat would listen to me, we are going to have peace tomorrow there. But will they? That is the question. They will not. Will the two sides right now in Afghanistan or the allies in Afghanistan listen to us? They will not. But after they go through this tribulation at the end, they will come to this conclusion that their way is not a good way. Our way is the way of unification. Our way is the way of God. Our way is the beginning of the kingdom of heaven on earth. But we rejoice that God said that he is going to do all these things, and he is doing them. Therefore, he exists. Since he exists, our trust is in him. We are one nation under God, and we are all his children. Whoever joins us, of course, will be a part of those who have been caught in this confusion into truth. That has been prophesied. Those who have been chosen, the elects, will be caught up with Christ in the clouds. Cloud means confusion. Is there confusion in the world? Yes, there is. Each religion says, no, we are better. We have to have the last word. We are going to be the most powerful. Will they? So, it is something that we can meditate on and contemplate on, and realize that again, this revelation has come at the end time for the right people, and the beginning of the kingdom has come to us as it has been prophesied. By the year 2017, many people will realize what we are saying. Many people, even in this room, might object to what I am saying, but by 2017, many of them and many more will come to the same conclusion. We have no choice. When God wants you, he does not leave you a choice. I did not have a choice but to start this mission. Probably, if I had the choice, I would not have started it. That would have been much easier. I would go do something else. Just not be so upfront in this thing. But when God wants you, you have no choice. That is why I have asked those who join this mission one question. Do you have any choice? Do you have any choice besides the mission? If you do, then you are not called for it. If you do not belong here. That is because if you have a choice, you are not an elect, and we are looking for the elects. You reach a point and say, yes, Maitreya, and the mission of Maitreya is the only way. There is no other way on this earth. And you say, I do not have any choice. Of course, I do not want you to take my word for it. I want you to go to the website. I want you to read our teaching. I want you to come here and discuss things. Try to change my mind about what I believe. Great. I would love it. Do not come here and say, that is the only way. Da da da, your dogma. No. Know the mission. Know the teaching and then come here, and we can discuss every aspect of the mission as we have done in the mission before. Every time the conclusion is, the answer is the communities of light based on the eternal divine path. There is no other way. But if you can come and find something wrong in this mission, I would be the first one to admit it. Just drop everything, go somewhere else and say, sorry, I was wrong. But if you cannot, then you have to admit, yes, this thing really makes sense. And eventually say, yes, I do not have any choice either. I have to be with this mission. I will be here to help this mission. I am here to become a son of God or a child of God and withdraw myself from this confusion and completely free myself from the destruction that is coming to us. That is what we are going to do together. We are going to support each other as the communities of God and eventually help each other out of this destruction that is coming to humanity. So We are not in support of either earthly power or earthly things, but the godly coming of the kingdom of heaven on earth, which is based on the communities of light. Okay, that discussion is out of the way. I hope that makes sense to you. If you have any questions, please raise your hand. If anyone here in the mission also has questions, please let me know. We will continue with this discussion in Satsang. I can go on and talk about the mission and what it means, how the teaching is, and all of that. Probably I will do this sometime. Please, if you have a question, raise your hand and I will let you talk. And if you do not have any questions, then I'm just going to go ahead and explain to you the base of our teaching in the mission of Maitreya. That is because we believe that every human has to hear about this teaching at least once. Okay, go ahead, Claire. And Claire asks, I do not yet have an idea of what you are talking about. I do not know what the mission is. Can you explain that a little bit for me, please? Yes, I'm going to look at the site. I have not gotten to it yet. I just got here. Maitreya says, yes, Claire. I was just about to go into that one. I will explain to you what the mission is all about. Can I ask you a question? What is your background? Are you a Christian or whatever? Can you tell me what is your background? Claire answers, well, I do not really have any religious background. I do believe in various aspects of our spirituality. I guess that is basically it. But I am not tied to any one particular religion, if that is what you are asking. And Maitreya says, okay, that would be fine. Basically, we are teaching the seven seals here, the seven revelations that came through the seven prophets, or the seven teachings. The first revelation that came to humanity is the awakening of your spiritual forces, or the mystical paths, which covers Hinduism, Buddhism, Kabbalah, Christian saints, Sufis, and every other mystical path that talks about know thyself to know God, or be still and know that I am God. Therefore, the first step in the eternal divine path is to awaken your spiritual forces. How do you do that? You learn what calms your mind, what makes you feel calm and connected to God. Of course, the fastest thing that we can recommend is meditation. Meditation means to sit straight in a very comfortable position, not that comfortable that you fall asleep, but comfortable enough that you can relax your body. The best position is the lotus position that yogis used to sit in. But in the West, it is going to be very difficult for people to do that because we have been sitting on the chairs all of our lives. Our muscles are not used to going underneath and twisting around our legs and going under our body. So we just suggest that you sit in a very comfortable position. You can even sit on a chair if you want. Close your eyes, your back straight, your neck straight, and your head straight. Then after you are comfortable, just look at your body to see if there is any tension in your body. Get rid of the tension and then concentrate on breathing. Breathe in, Hari Om Shri Hung, which means the goal of life is to become divine. Then realize the stillness between breathing in and breathing out. That stillness is what is said, be still and know that I am God. If you realize that stillness, you will realize God within. That stillness should stay with you all the time. If you can keep that stillness with you all the time, life becomes a dance. Life becomes very comfortable and easy, and always you are with God and God is with you. It all becomes very comfortable things to live with. So you breathe in, Hari Om Shri Hung, which means the goal of life is to become divine, and you breathe out, Om Nam Kevalam, which means Om God Kevalam is everything. Therefore, the goal of life is to become divine. God is everything. Hari Om Shri Hung, Om Nam Kevalam. Therefore, God and I are really one already. There is nothing that God is not in. Therefore, I am not separated from God. Then, when you breathe out Om Nam Kevalam, realize the stillness between breathing out and breathing in. Actually, you feel the energy of the first silence start coming from the very lower level in the pit of your stomach. The energy is like this to the higher level. That is the spirit of life within. So this is the base of knowing thyself and awakening your spiritual forces. After you awaken your spiritual forces, now what? Okay, I'm a Hindu, I'm a Buddhist, I'm a Kabbalist. I have been meditating for 20 years. They teach that the goal of life is to completely forget about this world and go to God. But we say that God has another plan. In the Old Testament, we see that God is trying to find a people who are called the tribes of Israel. So the Old Testament is about the 12 tribes of Israel. Those 12 tribes of Israel were a community. The community is people who live together. And they were the Israelites. They were the children of Israel, or the children of light. Now, if you are in a community and you follow the 5 steps of the eternal divine path that we are going to talk about, you become a child of light. So the children of light means whoever follows the eternal divine path, whoever creates the communities of light, which accept God as their king or as their leader, and they follow him and his laws. So we can see in the Old Testament, he is talking about the communities of light. The communities of light are the goal of the mission. We believe that the communities of light are the base of the kingdom of heaven on earth. Now, you have meditated and awakened your spiritual forces, and you want to create the communities of light. What is the next step? Christ gave us that answer. He sacrificed for his ideal all the way to the cross. Excuse me for 1 second, please. Shalom. In a community of light, you do not say, what is in it for me alone? What is in it for me? But what is good for the whole community? So in the communities of light, sacrifice is necessary. Now you sacrifice a lot and nothing happens. What happens to you? You become depressed. You say, I am doing so much and nothing happens. Or you do a lot and it starts happening. You say, wow, look at me. I am such a great person. I am doing this. So the next step is surrendering the results of your actions to God so that you do not become attached to the results. Therefore, you become free of any attachment. That is the religion of surrendering. Islam means surrendering and submission to God. It comes from the word taslam. Therefore, you start doing good in the community, but you surrender the results to God. Much greater than surrendering is submission. It means you let God do it through you. So, we can see that so far we have unified 4 religions of the world: the mystical paths, the Old Testament, the New Testament, and Islam. Now we can see we need one more step to have the eternal divine path. So far, all our endeavors are directed toward one community, one limited place. The next step is the expansion of the mind to become a universalist, a person who says, my country is the whole universe, my father is God, and my mother is God. Therefore, you expand your consciousness and you break all the narrowness of the mind. Who brought the message of universalism? The Baha'i teaching, Bab, brought that teaching to humanity. Baha'is are expanded in a sense that they do not feel that they belong to any specific place, but they belong to the whole universe. So by awakening your spiritual forces, trying to create communities of light, sacrificing for them, surrendering and submitting the results of your actions to God, and becoming a universalist, you shatter all of the narrowness of the mind. You shatter all the attachment to your actions. You shatter the egotistical feeling of, I am the doer, and what is in it for me. And you try to create those communities. Therefore, you become an elect. That is the sixth seal in the greatest sign of our teachings. That is what all the scriptures are talking about with the elects of God, chosen people, people who have been chosen to bring the kingdom of heaven on earth. So, we are trying to create the communities of light based on these five steps of the eternal divine path, and attracting all the elects to come and follow the eternal divine path and create the communities of light. Eventually, these elects are the people who will lead humanity to the next step, which is the seventh seal, unification. We are the symbol of the unification of all religions, as you just saw. You see, all these religions have a part of the eternal divine path. Each of them have brought a part of a greater truth. Each of them have a part of what you can compare to the five blind men and the elephant. It is interesting that the eternal divine path has five steps, and there are five blind men when you look at the elephant. They can see that it sounds exactly like all the other religions are like blind people, just getting a part of the truth and saying, ah, I have a part of the truth. That is the truth. But a man with sight comes and says, no, each of you are correct. Each of you have a part of the elephant, but the whole elephant is standing more. But the whole elephant is something more than what each of you have. That is exactly what we are saying to humanity. Humanity, your religion is okay. What you believe in is fine. But you have a part of the truth. Here is the whole truth. The greatest sign, the eternal divine path, because the eternal divine path, as we just explained, unifies all the mystical paths, Buddhism, Hinduism, Kabbalah, saints and Christianity, Sufis, and even some old religions like the Zoroastrians, like the American Indians, like the teachings of the Australian Aborigines or Africans, and all those who are mystical. They believe in a spirit in a tree, for example. Really, it is the same spirit of God in the tree. It is not separate from him. Nothing is separate from him. So, we can see that all those people fall in that first category. The first category actually is the spirit of the whole teaching, because the mystical path is the spirit of the whole teaching. Before you awaken your spiritual forces, before you realize that you and God are already one, you cannot even understand when Christ said, the Father and I are one. You just say, oh, only Christ and the Father are one, or I can also be one with the Father. God says, yes, you will, because whoever overcomes will be my son. So there will be more than one son. Of course, he was the first begotten son, but being a son is open to everyone. Whoever overcometh will be my son. Right in chapter 23 of the Revelation. So, we can see that this is the time of calling the people who want to become his son. That is the time of calling them to come here and follow the eternal divine path. That is the way of overcoming. You meditate and you awaken your spiritual forces. What do you do next? You work for the creation of the communities of light. You have a purpose in life. You are trying to bring other like-minded people together. You sacrifice. You are not self-centered and say, oh, what is in it for me? What is in it for me? because that is going to bring destruction to society. If everyone says, what is in it for me, as Gandhi said, there is not enough for everyone's greed, but for everyone's need, there is enough. So we have to share. That is another way out of this mess we are in. We have to share. If the difference between those who have and those who have not is too high, there is going to be destruction. There is going to be violence, as we can see. So we have to say, not. What is in it for everyone? We have to feel the pain of every being in the universe. Their pain should be our pain. We should say, no, they should not suffer. It is no longer just love your neighbor, but you have to love the whole universe this time. Loving your neighbor is okay, but with the communication we have and everything, it is more than just love your neighbor. You have to love the whole universe. So that is the third seal. Okay, I am doing all those things. Then you surrender and submit the result of your actions, so you are not attached. You are free, absolutely. You do the work. You see that God does it through you, and you say, okay, thank you, God. What is next? I am ready for the next project. Just sitting there and blaming yourself, oh, what did I do wrong? What is a wrong thing I did? I made a mistake. Do not blame yourself for your mistakes. Learn from them. It is not going to help you to blame yourself and say, oh, I am such a bad person. I did not do well. Okay, so how is that going to help you? Instead say, how am I going to learn from this? Okay, it was a mistake, but how am I going to learn from this? If you learn from it, then the next time you do not do that mistake, what do you become? You become a little more perfect, and that is the goal, isn't it? Perfection. How do you get there? You get there, little by little. But sitting there and blaming yourself, oh, I made a mistake. Oh, that was so bad, I am such a terrible person, is not going to help you. But if you look at it and say, okay, I made a mistake, how am I going to learn from this? Then that is going to help you. So we can see that the next step is universalism. Universalism shatters all the narrowness of the mind. If everything is God, if you are the child of God and the universe, you cannot separate yourself from another person. You cannot say, this person is that color, this person is from this place, this person talks with an accent, another person is taller than another person. You cannot do those things. Everything is God. Then you can look at it and say, all are one. All are my children. They are all my creation. They are all God's creation, and I have to love all of them. So the narrowness of the mind is going to be completely destroyed. You are free, so you are not self-centered. You are not attached, and you are free. What else can take you to become an elect? These five steps are the messages of all the religions. It is now revealed to humanity. Look, each of you have one part of this message. Now put them together. And that is what the mission of Maitreya has done. What are you going to find? You are going to find the elects. And what are the elects going to do? They are going to bring unity. They are going to preach this teaching to every human at least once. Actually, you can go to our website and read it there. The moment you go to our website and read it, The moment you go to our website and read it, we are done with you. We gave you the message. The message is given. It is now up to you what you are going to do with it. You can just see it and say, oh, it is wonderful. Or you can be just like some people who come here and say, we are from the devil and all that. Fine. Why don't you let God judge us? Who are you to judge us? God is the judge, isn't he? Is he going to judge us if we are the devil? What a big ego you have that you are coming here and telling us who we are. Let God tell us who we are. Do not bring your big egos here and think that you are the judge. No, God is the judge. He is going to judge us if we are wrong. But what if we are right? What are you going to be? Just think about it. If you are accusing us of being the devil, and we are not, and then you believe that, where are you going to be at the end? In the lake of fire, with the rest of the things that are going to come? Or are you going to go into our website and study and read and test the Spirit and see that the prophecies are fulfilled, the seven seals are prophesied to come, have been opened, and the book that is sealed with the seven seals is revealed? Hey, this is what God is talking about happening. Therefore, we are not from the devil. And anyway, who am I to judge these people in the first place? God is the judge. I am going to leave them to God if they are from the devil. But we are not from the devil because our teaching is based on the scriptures, and we are backed up with the prophecies fulfilled. So our claim is not an empty claim, and God is behind us, so we are not afraid of anyone. Not a bit. Because when God is with you, you are not afraid of anything or anyone. So please, get these things into your brains and go read your scriptures. Understand what they are talking about and do not judge. Remember, if you judge, you're going to be judged. And you are going to be judged harshly. If you come here and judge us harshly, and this is from God, what is going to happen to you? I am worried about these people, really. I am not saying it as something. It is what is going to happen to their souls. Well, anyway, I am not trying to scare you, but think about it, meditate on it, and say, who am I to judge these people? First of all, go to our website and read about our teaching and find out what we are saying. Do not come here without knowing anything about us and try to say, oh yeah, you are this and that. That is an act of the weak-minded. It is an act of a dogmatic, brainwashed person who does not have anything else to stand on, who comes here and feels good about doing it because their preacher said they should do it. But they have never studied or educated themselves about what is the truth of God. So we can see this revelation is from God. These things are from God. All the religions are unified. The seven seals are opened, and the book sealed with the seven seals is revealed. This is the time of tribulation. But when we come out of it, those who are left, hopefully, will see our point and come together and unify. That is why we are here. We are here to call the elects. We are not interested in your preaching. We know about your preaching. If you are here to know about us, please, welcome. But if you are here to judge, do not. I am worried about your souls, those who come here and do that. This is the base of our teaching. I know it is a long answer for your question, Claire, but it is the teaching that I have been explaining hundreds and thousands of times, and each time it comes out differently. But the base of it is that we have the whole teaching, the whole elephant, and have unified the religions of the world together, and that each of them fall in one part of this whole teaching. All of them have some truth, but the whole truth is greater. Go ahead, Claire. Claire says, I relate very much to to what has been said so far, so you can bet I'm going to check this site out. Maitreya says, great, Claire. Okay, Lou, go ahead and type your question. Lou says, God said, thou shalt not kill. Maitreya says, okay, apparently Lou is asking for the Ten Commandments that it says, thou shalt not kill. Actually, the true wording of that commandment is, thou shalt not murder. Murder means the premeditative killing of someone. If you are defending yourself and you have no choice in the process but to kill the attacker, probably that does not fall into the category of murder because you did not premeditate to do that and you are defending yourself. So there are times that probably killing, you have no choice but to do it. But, of course, you should not kill as much as possible, and you should not murder for sure. If you think about it that way, you can see that it is not really killing, but it is murder. That is because if you take it as killing, you become completely passive, and other people might do something to you that is not good for you. I hope that answers your question. Does that answer your question? Lou says, but in Samuel 25, God said, smite them. Maitreya says, as I read, the commandment is not to kill. The commandment is not to murder. In that case, probably God had a good reason. If you believe in reincarnation and the law of karma, then you will see that God is just. If people have been born many, many lifetimes, and instead of listening to God, they go and do things that are not according to the law, what are they creating? Are they creating karma? Yes, they are creating karma, and therefore, they have to reap what they sow. Therefore, when God said to do that, and his voice is really God's voice, then that is the punishment that happens to them. You cannot judge God. We cannot sit here and judge God. Why he does what he does? Because he has a greater vision and knows exactly what is happening in the universe. Therefore, he knows what should happen. There is a story about the old prophet who went to a city. In that city, suddenly he took his knife and killed a child in the street. Everyone became very upset with him, and they said, why did you do that? He said, because if he had grown up, he would have become a very big murderer and would have killed many people. So he had the vision. Who are we to judge God what is correct or not? So we have to believe that whatever God does is correct. And the only way you can understand that is that you believe in reincarnation, that we are born here again and again, and that each time we come here, we accumulate either some karma, or we burn some karma and learn our lessons. Of course, karma is the process of learning the lesson. We have talked about it many times. If you learn your lesson, the karma goes away. So, if you accumulate a lot of karma, then when the time comes to pay, you might suffer. You might be killed. You might be destroyed. Something might happen to you. But never, ever, anything God does is not just. Does that make sense to you, Lou? Lou says, thank you. And then Maitreya goes on to another questioner. And at this time, I will release the mic back to the room for our continued open reading. Shalom, everyone. All thanks be to God for the eternal divine path.